Ribble at Power 103 FM. This is Barry White. It's 7:30 exactly, and on the way, the Hot House Flowers.
Gardaí think two men they arrested yesterday are escapists from Loncash prison in the north. Security forces are waiting until first light to investigate an underground bunker in the Shangalish area of Gort, County Galway. And the Education Minister says there'll be no changes in the pupil-teacher ratio at present in operation in primary schools. We'll have an update on those stories at 8.
7:31 now. Bob has the power tip and the sports and things, don't you?
I do.
Say yes, please.
Yeah.
No, I'm worried then.
All right, no, I haven't.
Bye.
Right. Please stay, Elton. League want Pop King to remain in charge at Watford. The inside sports headlines in the Sun. Turn to back page. Defiant Elton tells League, I'm still selling up. Or in the words of the large back page headline in the distinguished Sun style, up yours.
Oh, very, very smooth.
Yes. In the Tennent's UK Snooker Championship, which seems to have been going on since the end of last year's Tennent UK Championship, Jimmy White and Willie Thorne reached the semis yesterday. The lineup to determine the finalists, Steve Davis versus Willie Thorne and Jimmy White versus Joe Johnson. Another Davis-Johnson final confrontation may be on the cards or even on the table. And so to racing and yesterday's party. Cassidy, are you doing anything this afternoon?
Not very much.
Well,
no.
I wonder, would you come and sort of stand next to me in the betting shop for the afternoon?
Betting?
Well, since you've been on the program, we've had two winners. We haven't had a loser.
Oh, that reminds me.
And I might go through the card if you stand next to me, you know?
Yeah, my girlfriend was telling me that one of her friends, Helen, hello Helen, she won something on the power tip the other day, last week sometime, or her dad did anyway.
Really?
Yeah, £25 he won or something.
Flick. He won 20.
So I think we should get some of the proceeds, yeah?
Oh, yes. I mean, well, that's the normal sort of procedure that I get a percentage. Haven't had it yet, but I mean, one of these days. All right, well, how did we do yesterday and how did Anne Masterson do? Unfortunately for Anne, her selection, Toby Tobias, in the 2 o'clock at Tipperary, didn't run. Now, to give her a chance to have a winner and keep up with us, we did what many bookmakers do in those cases when you have a non-runner. We put her bet on the favorite. Unfortunately, the favorite didn't win either. So, Anne still remains at minus 1.666. But the power tip, Alaska Run, it ran. Not only did it run, but it won. That's 7-2.
Oh, well done, Bob.
Yeah. Excellent. Mm.
So Helen's dad, if he backed that one yesterday, has got a few more quid as well.
I don't know which one he backed, but he said he won last week.
Oh, well.
So that's good stuff. Okay, so the power tip is...
So the power tip is now plus 3.25, and Anne is minus 1.666, which gives us a lead of about nearly 5 points. Well, Anne's selection today is Gold Bearer in the 2 o'clock at Newbury. Power tip selection, we go a bit earlier in the 1:15 at Leicester, Kentucky Quest. So if ours loses and Anne has a 5-1 winner, she can still pip us. Good luck to her. Good luck to us. Remember that all the winnings go to buy toys for the kids on NovaCare Day.
Excellent stuff. 7:33, this is Nova Power 103 FM.
Black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. Yeah, there's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way. Don't go.
Through to 8, this is Nova Power 103 FM, and I was going home yesterday from work, and I guess she went home about like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I felt like a little school kid. I felt like I should have a satchel on me, and I haven't walked home about 4 o'clock in the afternoon since I was at school. It was great, it was really great, which is a great tie-in, actually. If you're at school and you want us to give us a mention any morning, just drop us a line. The Breakfast Club, Nova Power 103 FM, 144 Apple Eason Street, Dublin 4. And we'll do it for you, because we're just nice people here, basically. was the Breakfast Club on Nova Power 103 FM. It's 20 to 8 coming up. Rick Astley and the Miami Sound Machine.
We all know how important it is for growing children to have a healthy diet and to make sure they get their daily vitamin requirements. That's why it's reassuring to know that you can help your family get the vitamin C, A and D they require, and all for less than 3 pence a day each. Haliborange, with that distinctive orangey flavour, available only from your chemist.
Get up and go, Haliborange. Get up and go every day of your life.
Count Corla, I would still like to ask the deputy for Ballygobackwards one question. Can he tell me, I wonder, what entertainment activity started in Little Denmark Street?
I don't have sufficient information.
As I anticipated, Count Corla, the deputy for Ballygobackwards will have to do better than that tonight. We have an important cabinet meeting tonight at which these and other vital questions will have to be answered.
All right, so ask me another.
Just when you thought it was safe to visit your neighbours in peace again, the Irish edition of Trivial Pursuit has arrived with 6,000 questions of absolutely no significance whatsoever to get the memory muscles moving again. Grab your Irish edition of Trivial Pursuit today before your friends have a chance to practice.
Morning, sleepyhead. It's 17 to 8 now. As Mackenzie would say, would I slur that again for you? 17 to 8 now.
I'll bring my love to you.
It's much too- after 8, Nova Power 103 FM. The rhythm's going to get you. If the rhythm doesn't, I think the cold will today. It's freezing out there. It's
absolutely, yeah. Oh. There certainly was frost on the car this morning. The roads didn't seem to be icy, but never, never assume that they're not if they don't seem to be.
That's true.
Anytime there's frost in the morning, there is a chance of icy patches on the road, which you may not see until too late. So these winter mornings, do take it easy when you're driving.
Also, there's the old thing that they people always say every year, but people always forget it every year, so it's worth mentioning it again. When it gets so cold that your windscreen frosts over and you're trying to pour water on it to get rid of it, don't pour hot water over it because it'll just crack. I don't know the physics of it, but it just cracks it much easier. If you pour cold water, it gets through the ice.
That's right.
And it doesn't crack it so easily.
And also, I think hot water freezes.